For 6 years, 10 families who live west of St. Edward in Boone County say the odor from four big hog farms operated by Progressive Swine Technologies has made their lives miserable. They say the owner, Jim Pillen, has not responded to their complaints. So they filed a nuisance lawsuit against Pillen and his partners. In October last year, the Boone County District Judge ruled that odor from the hogs is a nuisance. He ordered the company to reduce odors within 12 months or stop operating the facilities. Time was up on October 31st, and Brad Stevens, one of the plaintiffs in the case, says nothing has changed.
We still get the stench from the lagoons. That hasn't changed any. Whenever the wind's out of whatever direction it's blowing, if you're in the way of the wind, it's going to stink.
Stevens, who took time while harvesting corn to talk, farms with his 71-year-old father, Earl, who has always lived on this Boone County farm. With more than 10,000 hogs within a mile, Earl says he and his wife, Kathleen, are prisoners in their own home.
We figured we'd stay here as long as we could help farm, because that's what I enjoy doing. And 6 years we've put up with this. We can't hang clothes on the line. We can't set out on our porch.
Bev and Neil Kemper, who live north of the Stevensons, also sued Pillen. Bev says the odor hasn't improved since the court's order a year ago.
There are times when it gets really bad that I've felt sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm. And there are times when my eyes burn if I'm outside and get a headache. Mm-hmm. And up in bed, too, when we're sleeping at nighttime, when it comes into the house, I'll wake up sometimes I'm just stuffed up from it.
Jim Pillen, who lives about 40 miles away in Columbus, declined to comment for this story, and his attorneys did not respond to a request for an interview. So it's unclear what changes, if any, have been made in the operation of the hog farms. Since the lawsuit was filed, Boone County has adopted zoning rules requiring livestock operations to control odor. Pillen has built two more hog farms since then. Boone County Board Chairman Hank Thiemann says zoning has paid off, because there have been no complaints about the new facilities.
Well, they thought we were a little hard on them. I think in the long run, they'll appreciate not having to put up with the static from the public and realize that to domicile in these counties that they have to be good stewards of our land. And that's all we're asking.
But zoning came too late to help the 10 families who live near the older facilities. The Nebraska Department of Environmental Quality has only limited authority over odor. The NDEQ requires anyone applying to house more than 2,500 hogs to submit a plan with so-called best management practices to control odor. These could include putting filters on a barn's ventilation system and covers on waste lagoons. Dennis Heitman, supervisor of NDEQ's livestock section, says good management also includes methods of putting manure on crop ground. It's typically sprayed through center pivots with irrigation water.
For example, one way would be to inject the waste when they're land applying it. Consider the prevailing winds when they're surface applying it. Just anything that would help control the odors.
It's my understanding that the NDEQ will not check to see if the odor plan is working, though.
Yeah, that's correct. We don't have the authority to determine whether or not the plan is actually doing any good. The limit of our authority is to ensure that they're implementing that plan.
The legislature has repeatedly declined to give the NDEQ authority to regulate odor from any business, although the agency does restrict emissions of many pollutants, including hydrogen sulfide, a toxic gas often associated with hog farm odor. The National Academies of Science concluded that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has too little information about livestock waste emissions to regulate them under the Clean Air Act. The EPA is negotiating an agreement with the livestock industry to study the emissions. J.P. Suarez is an EPA enforcement administrator in Washington, D.C.
If this agreement works, we will have more controls on more facilities more quickly than under traditional enforcement.
And yet it's going to be several months before you even have an agreement, and then it will be a period of, I'm assuming, years before you have any scientific evidence you can use.
That's right.
So for now, the only recourse for people like the Stevenses, the Kempers, and their neighbors is through the courts. Although the district court seemed to rule in their favor, it declined to award damages. So the neighbors, who are represented by Lincoln attorney Pat Knapp, are asking the Nebraska Court of Appeals for damages.
And when you do that, the lower court loses jurisdiction to the higher court. And until the appeal is over, until the Court of Appeals is done with the case and sends it back down to the district court, there's nothing we can do at the district court level. They just don't have jurisdiction.
It may be next spring before the case is scheduled for hearing. For NPRN News, I'm Carolyn Johnson.